This is KERA News. I'm Courtney Collins. Some jobs that need filling tend to stay vacant. According to JPMorgan Chase, some 42,000 middle skills jobs in North Texas will remain unfilled this year and next. Those are trades like electrician or dental hygienist, things that require training after high school, but not a four-year degree. Getting certified doesn't cost much or take much time, and the pay waiting on the other side can be hefty. Nobody is born knowing how to check Freon. At the end of today's residential air conditioning class at Cedar Valley College, 15 guys will have it down.
Hands up!
Low Freon is a common issue on air conditioner repair calls, so the students in this class need to know how to diagnose it.
There's still air in this hose right here.
They're about halfway through a Tech 3 certification program. Once they finish that, they can jump right into employment as a heating, ventilation, and air conditioning, or HVAC, technician. Tim Mullis is ready to work.
I'm looking for the future. Money's not what it needs to be, so I want to make sure that I can provide for my own future.
Mullis, who's 40, already works for a home security company and says he earns a decent hourly wage. Saving for retirement, though, isn't something he's able to do.
When I'm old, I'd like to have enough money to do the things that I want to do, not just live check to check like most Americans nowadays.
With his HVAC certification, Mullis won't have to worry about living paycheck to paycheck, at least according to instructor Chris Colquitt. Starting out, technicians take home about $15 an hour, with full benefits and lots of potential overtime. And he says pay raises happen fast.
I have some of my former students that are making $30, $35 an hour now.
Colquitt says HVAC techs with a few years under their belts can open their own businesses and make even more. And in a state like Texas, job security is a given.
7, 8, 9 months out of the year, we have to run our air conditioners in our homes, and if our air conditioner goes out, we're going to get it fixed on the same day that it goes out, most likely.
The work in these middle skills jobs is there, Colquitt says. The problem is there just aren't a lot of people training to do it.
There are so many job opportunities in this field, and it's so hard to find qualified technicians to fill the positions.
So what does that training cost? At Cedar Valley College, a Tech 3 certification for Dallas County residents will run about $2,800, spread out over 3 or 4 semesters. That's about 12 times cheaper than a 4-year degree from a public university in Texas, which adds up to a little more than $33,000. Working in IT, as a veterinary tech or electrician, for example, have similar training paths with similar price tags.
A little screwdriver or something to press that on your own.
A lot of the students at Cedar Valley are eligible for Pell Grants and scholarships that help knock down that tuition even more, and many of these guys work part-time while they're getting certified. 19-year-old Bryant Mills earns $10 an hour at Walmart. He says even jumping up to entry-level HVAC pay will change his life dramatically.
It'll make a whole lot of difference. I mean, I can spread it everywhere I want to spread it and take care of business if I can take care of business.
His first order of business? Moving out of his mom's place and into an apartment of his own. He loves the trade, learning the ins and outs of heating and cooling and working with his hands. He's equally excited about the financial stability that comes with it.
Like they say, money rules the world, so, I mean, it's a good option for some money.
Hopefully, money he can count on 2 semesters from now and for many years to come. Courtney Collins, KERA News.